This is KCUR. While the state of Kansas braces for budget cuts, Wyandotte County is anticipating a big jump in tax revenue. As part of our ongoing series, Beyond Our Borders, that looks at the lines that unite and divide the Kansas City area, KCUR's Frank Morris reports on Wyandotte County's remarkable turnaround.
20 years ago, Carol Marinovich became mayor of a city in steep decline. Kansas City, Kansas was collapsing. The house she grew up in, half her old Strawberry Hill neighborhood, had long since been bulldozed to make way for I-70.
Yeah, my house was probably along here somewhere.
Wow. So we're driving right where your house used to be.
Over it, yes.
But that was far from the worst of it. Wyandotte County seemed locked in a death spiral.
We lost over 30,000 people. And that doesn't mean the needs went down or decreased because you had fewer residents. The needs of the community increased, the tax base decreased, and created a huge gap. And the only way they could make up that gap was raising property taxes.
Every year, mounting property taxes, sagging government services, high crime and unemployment repelled still more residents.
We were a dying community.
In the northeast corner, it was all but dead.
Looked like a bomb had been through in a tornado, you know, for the most part.
Reverend C.L. Bacchus watched all this from the same vantage point he has today, his cluttered office in Mount Zion Baptist Church near 5th and Parallel Parkway.
Dilapidated houses, empty houses, and debris. A few people still live in their properties, but not very many at all.
Back then, the city and county governments were part of the problem. They overlapped across more than 90% of the county, fought all the time, and awarded jobs based on political loyalties. Real mess. So a couple of guys, Mike Jacoby and Kevin Kelly, launched a drive to unify the city and county. Marinovich was interested but skeptical. She flew to Columbus, Georgia, a consolidated town, where she says her cab driver convinced her.
And I'll never forget, we were driving on a highway, and he looks up and he points up to this bluff. And on top of this bluff was all this retail development. He goes, look up there. None of that was here before consolidation.
It was a vision of salvation. New stores in KCK would bring sales tax revenue and let city leaders cut those notoriously high property taxes. Marinovich got behind consolidation and also started chasing a massive new development, a NASCAR track. Then, on April 1st, 1997, she finally got her first meeting with International Speedway officials. Now, that alone classifies as a pivotal day in KCK history. But there was something else, even bigger, that April Fool's Day.
That was the day consolidation was on the ballot. A speedway wasn't uppermost in my mind. Voter turnout was.
Consolidation passed, easily. And that paved the way for landing the Kansas Speedway.
200 miles of racing coming your way from Kansas Speedway here on Speed Vision. First race weekend at this brand new ISC track. The green is in the air.
The promise of 70,000 race fans packing into the Speedway helped the unified government develop the land that's just east of it. 400 acres of older homes with a gas station and a Kentucky Fried Chicken. Standing at the fountains of Village West, Marinovich grins at the transformation today.
Kansas Speedway. We have Community America Ballpark, Sporting for our soccer stadium. We have Cabela's, which is a destination into itself, Nebraska Furniture Mart.
There's also a casino, 7 hotels, and hundreds of new housing units. More than $1 billion in private investment that kicks off about $20 million a year in property taxes. More than 10,000 people work where only a handful did 20 years ago.
We're growing. We're becoming a more thriving community.
There's been a tremendous change here. It looks like it might have happened just in one place, but gradually it's moving in this direction.
Back in his northeast corner of the county, Reverend Bacchus says that with some help from the city, Mount Zion has built dozens of new houses. Other churches have redeveloped land and buildings too. But Bacchus says private investment has been scarce. And much of his corner of the county is still pretty desolate.
Now, I don't think we see the visible effects of it very strongly yet. I hope that we will, you know, when some of the bonds is paid off and some of the money can be flowing in this direction.
The bonds Bacchus is talking about are the so-called star bonds used to help fund the development out west. sales tax revenue used to pay off those bonds has been so strong that they're on track to be paid off by the end of next year, 5 years early. This is great news for the whole cash-strapped state of Kansas, because when the bonds are paid off, the state will start collecting about $40 million in sales taxes each year from Village West. It's also a boon for the unified government, which stands to collect an extra $12 to $15 million a year in sales taxes, giving it an opportunity to cut property taxes and make good on a 20-year-old promise. Frank Morris, KCUR News.